Well, what do you think? Surely there must be a nice way to say that my subjects' labor is more important to me than their lives. Well, think of something. It's what I pay you for. As far as I'm concerned, room and board is payment. What else do you expect me to pay you in? Gold? If I did that, you could conceivably save up enough to run away. It's happened more than once, after all. And you're far too valuable for me to risk you like that. Anyway, back to it. Chop chop, helper. What about... You have a duty to your fellow citizens. Surely if I use guilt, they'll blame themselves for not working harder, rather than me for making them work in the first place. Well, I think it is nice. Certainly nicer than, you'll work hard because otherwise I'll kill you. Don't forget about my old way of doing things. That's the bar you're aiming to get over, and I admit it is a low one. Oh, maybe I should make something up. Something like saying that working on magical totems will extend their lives. Now that I'm pulling back on the executions, my commoner's average life expectancy is technically increasing. I'd say they're stupid enough to fall for that, don't you? Well, don't forget what your job is. You're not supposed to try and design policies for me. I may have been inspired by you to do things a different way, sometimes. But you don't get to tell me what to do. Only how to do it so that people don't hate me for it. If it bothers you so much that I'm increasing the workload, maybe you should be thinking of a way for me to stall the Eastern Kingdom's alliance. It's obvious that the newfound connection me and the Great Witch formed has them on edge. Currently, my choices are to make enough magic totems to fuel both my army and hers, or get wiped out when the Alliance gets scared enough to drop all pretenses of peacekeeping and attack again. And until you have any ideas in that regard, you'll help me figure out how to get my subjects to ramp up production without starting a riot. If I have to quell one more rebellion this year, I'm going to scream. Just... Stick to what you're actually good at, helper. You be the pleasant little goody-two-shoes, and I'll actually run this empire. Let's not forget that I'm the one that created it, with only a tiny little death-choked kingdom to start it off. I only cared about your principles when they served me. You've served me very well up until now. Far better than I ever expected of you, but that doesn't make us equals, helper. It doesn't mean I have to do anything that you say. We've had quite a few positive interactions as of late, but I hope that you can keep in mind that punishments aren't off the table for you. You serve me well, and you are one of the very few people that I can actually say that I like. But I didn't get to where I am by being sentimental or even merciful. You need to keep being useful to me if you want to stay in my good graces, little helper. Oh dear, now I've upset you. I don't like it when you look at me like that. It spoils your otherwise pleasant face. Think of it in a positive light. Isn't that what you're all about? I think it's a good thing that I have complete and total control over your life. You're doing such important things now. What were you even accomplishing before I brought you here? Herding sheep? Growing carrots? Anyway, I really think you're overthinking things. All you need to do is make the things I say sound nice, and you get to live in luxury. That's all. What? What's that face? You look like a commoner who was told they have to take a bath. Nothing that I'm saying should be all that shocking. And what's that supposed to mean? It's just hitting you. Honestly, you're making less sense than normal. And I don't have time for it. We still have to write this royal decree, and I'd like it to be finished before lunch. Sit back down. I didn't tell you you could take a break. But what? Get back here! What do you think you're running from? Well, don't just stand there poking your heads in here, you idiots. What kind of guards are you? Bring him back to me. Well now, that was unexpected. I'm still not certain what you were trying to accomplish. Plenty of people have tried to escape from my palace. People smarter and faster than you. Running away through the front door, right in front of me, would never work in 1,000 years. Mental breakdown. Guards, you've done your job. You can leave now. Well, if they run again, you can catch them again. You can go. What? Were you expecting me to start shouting? I mean, I suppose I should, ordinarily. This just feels hauntingly familiar. I already told you all about how I turned things around for my kingdom after my father died, didn't I? I put all those greedy peasants that put us into debt to work and went from being a small, poor little kingdom to a massive empire. I didn't make many friends doing that, I'm sure you can imagine. And I didn't particularly care about that either. I don't need people to like me, just so long as I can make this empire prosper. But there was one person that I always held some fondness for. My dear, sweet nursemaid Hilda. She raised me when I was a little girl because my father was too busy spending all of our money on the commoners to be there for me, and my mother had died giving birth to me. Technically, her job ended the second I reached adulthood, but she was ever so devoted. She invented all sorts of reasons to stick around, and I was happy to let her. She was the only person who really knew me, and the only one I could open up to. If anything, she was the only parent I truly ever had. But despite how much she loved me, she hated the queen I had become. I knew it. She was born a commoner, so I suppose I can't blame her for cringing as I stripped away their luxuries and pushed them into labor and war. But I always thought that she was on my side when all was said and done. But one day, it seems that my method of ruling just grew too much to bear. It was just after I officially formed the kingdoms that I had conquered into my great abyssal empire. I had promised to continue my conquest and eventually bring the whole world under my control. Oh, my little helper. The face she made when we were finally alone together after that. It was as if I had thrown a bucket of vile grime right in her face. She asked if I really meant what I had said. When I told her I did, she just left the room, and I never saw her again. It was far too late for me to change my declaration, and I doubt she would have returned even if I had. But it tore me to pieces. I buried myself in my conquests to distract myself, but even now I've never truly recovered. Helper, I don't know if I can go through that again. We don't share the same bond as I did with Hilda, but you've still become somewhat valuable to me. I felt like throwing myself out the window when you ran off like that. No, I can't say that I would actually go that far, even for you. I can't simply change everything about myself to suit your sensibilities. But perhaps there's a compromise to be had. I insist that the things I do, while harsh, are necessary. But that doesn't mean you have to be involved in them. How about this? If I ever ask you to help me with something too difficult to take, you can refuse. I would request that you not abuse this privilege, of course. As it stands, you would be the only person in the Empire I would allow to refuse an order at all. If you refuse, then I'll have a choice to make. If I truly think it's necessary, then I'll continue, and at least you don't have to be involved, but perhaps I will have to evaluate if some of my decisions are truly as necessary as I claim. Come on. Don't get sappy on me now. I'm being incredibly generous to you. This isn't at all something I plan to make a habit of. Yes, well, I appreciate that you appreciate it. And we'll see about some other things to make your stay here with me a little more pleasant. And I don't want you to see all this as a chore or a punishment. And helper, don't tell anyone I said this, but I want you to be happy.